Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
Cécile Pelodex, I'm a research associate in back to Grenoble Institute of Political Studies. I'm involved in the Arctic studies for several years now, and I'm mostly dealing now with governance.
Could you tell me about the EU's policy towards the Arctic and explain how that policy affects the EU's relationship with Canada?
Well, I would say first that the EU and Canada have a long-standing relationship that dates back to the 1950s. That the emergence of an EU or Arctic policy has somehow tangled the relationships, which were quite good, actually, at the beginning in the 1990s. It started very well with cooperation, and the legitimacy or whatever was not questioned at that time, and the EU was considered as a very important actor by Canada.
What are the key differences in the approach of the EU and of Canadian policymakers towards the Arctic?
Canadian Arctic policy is more focusing on the question of sovereignty, which is not a matter of concern for the European Union, which has territories, but which is not affected by this question. Nevertheless, have common interests such as climate change, environmental issues, which are very important at the moment.
Where are some of the areas of tension in the EU-Canada relationship with regards to the Arctic, and what are some of the policy mechanisms that could best be used to reduce these problems?
In 2008, the European Parliament adopted a resolution on Arctic governance on the The last point involved the question of a treaty, which was not quite well received by Arctic states. It is now recognized by the European Parliament that there are legal instruments that exist, and they are legitimate, and they just can be improved. The ban on seal products is more controversial, and it's quite an issue, actually. It has really tangled the image of cooperation between EU and Canada. And it's a question that has to be resolved, mainly by cooperation, by information, and by sharing expertise and knowledge. And there are actually several projects undertaken by the European Union on this topic. There's a huge project of research, Access Project, which address this specific topic. And there were also different platforms organized, such as the EU Arctic Forum, which organized conferences and meetings on Arctic topics. And, of course, the mission of Canada to the EU has also a very important role to play.
What is the future for the EU-Canada relationship within the Arctic?
Sharing of knowledge, cooperation are very important in the academic level, political level, and also to inform the public on these issues. What we can observe is that the more people are aware of Arctic issues and realities, the more they are ready to reconsider questions that can cause tension between EU and Canada.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.